Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about healthy strategies to lose weight. Hello, I'm Amy Myers, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Moog Zhang, dietetic intern at Mississippi State University. So, Moog, obesity is a prevalent issue in the whole nation, and especially in Mississippi. Can you tell me more about what is related to the health issue of obesity?
So, according to CDC, until 2016, 37.3% of the population in Mississippi is obese. And by obese, I mean the individual have a BMI which is greater than 30. Mississippi ranks as the second most obese state in the nation. Being obese has a lot of negative influences on people's overall health. Conditions often include heart disease, stroke, type 2 diabetes, and a certain type of cancer. Due to these comorbidities, the additional annual medical costs for people who are obese was approximately $1,429 higher than the people who have a normal weight.
Wow, so that information is astounding. Can you tell me what are the health benefits of obtaining a healthy weight, and what is the science behind losing weight?
So what is losing weight? It is when you use more calorie than you consume or eat. By increasing activities, you use more energy. Compared with consuming less food, you create an energy deficit, and over time, this deficit will result in weight loss. Some people ask why we have to lose weight even though we don't care what we look like. Well, losing weight is not about looking good in your dress or jeans. It's always about achieving an overall health. Reaching and maintaining a healthy weight will prevent obesity comorbidities, as I mentioned before, such as heart disease, high blood pressure, diabetes, and so on. In addition, when you have a healthy weight, you will feel more energetic and more active.
What does it mean to lose weight in a healthy way?
There are many ways that can help you to reach the goal of losing weight. However, not all of them are healthy, achievable, or easy to maintain. So what is the healthy way to lose weight? First, you have to ignore the number on the scales. Don't blindly try to reach for a certain weight. The results of weight reduction may show up at a different time. Don't measure yourself every day. You may see a weight change, but most of the weight change is due to water loss, not fat loss. Measure yourself once a month at the same day and keep track of the weight changes. Second, eating healthy and also working out as much as you can will give you the best result. Third, have a healthy attitude towards your weight. You are who you are, and you should love and respect your own body. Ideal weight loss is 1 to 2 pounds per week.
What are some healthy strategies to lose weight?
There's no shortcut to lose weight. It takes time, but it's definitely doable. So don't be scared. The first step is actually making a commitment to yourself. You have to make up your mind and realize the importance of losing weight. So write down all the reasons why you want to lose weight. Any reason works. It could be because your family history of heart disease and you don't want to end up like your grandparents or parents, or you want to spend more time with your grandchildren. The more the reason that is important to you, the more likely you are to continue to reach your goals. Next, eating a healthy meal is indispensable in the process of losing weight. USDA's My Plate is a really good reference when you're cooking a meal. A balanced plate is featured of making half of your plate fruit and vegetables, make half of your grain whole grain, vary your protein sources, and consume more plant-based proteins such as beans and soy product. Switch to low-fat or non-fat dairy. A tip for you is making a list of what you usually eat. Mark the healthy food and try to replace them with a healthier replacement. For example, replace fried chicken with grilled chicken. By changing the preparation method from deep fried to grill, you will create a healthier option with fewer calories. In addition, another thing to pay attention is the portion size. People eat more than they actually realized, so when dining out, choose to eat smaller portions. According to CDC, 30 minutes moderate intensity aerobic activities such as brisk walking, running, swimming, cycling are recommended.
Today we've been speaking with Moog Zhang, dietetic intern. I'm Amy Myers, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.